Tucked behind a comic book store and an art gallery in downtown Columbia, Fretboard Coffee is the entrepreneurial vision of Dave Ellman. Ellman has taken a financial risk to open Fretboard, but he says his business model has and always will include investing in his employees. For Ellman, paying higher wages means less turnover and better results.
I'm very particular, and we have a certain way of doing things, and our coffee is very good and high quality for a reason. It's because I'm crazy with details and specifics. So I need and want people who want to be there and who are excited to be there and who bring a certain energy. And I feel like if you pay people the bare minimum that you're able to by law, then they're not going to really bring the energy, and they're not going to be any more committed to you than they need to be.
That's why Ellman has joined over 600 Missouri business owners in publicly endorsing Missouri's Proposition B. It's been about 12 years since Missourians voted to raise the wage floor, and now Missouri is one of 29 states where the lowest paid workers earn more than the federal minimum of $7.25. Tony Weish is a spokesperson for Raise Up Missouri, the political action committee that spearheaded the initiative. He says $7.85 still isn't enough to live on in 2018.
The cost of groceries, housing, health care, and other basics have gone up for years, but wages haven't kept pace. So someone in Missouri currently working full-time for minimum wage only earns $314 a week, or barely $16,000 a year, which is nowhere near enough to cover basics like food and rent.
But skeptics say legislating wages will hurt business owners more than it will help workers. Patrick Ishmael is the director of government accountability at the conservative-leaning economic policy think tank, the Show Me Institute. It recently produced a study that highlighted the unintended consequences of raising the minimum wage. And Ishmael says higher wages can also raise prices and reduce the number of jobs.
What you end up seeing is that when you raise the cost of labor, that there is an incentive to do a few things, among them to reduce the number of hours that you might offer for people to work, reduce jobs. It increases likelihood of automation in those industries where automation is possible. And it also tends to press up the cost of the item that you're producing or the service that you're providing.
So which interpretation of Proposition B's potential effects is more accurate? Peter Muser is a professor of economics at the University of Missouri. He says it all depends on the health of the economy.
If we were to have a recession that was even a moderate recession, then as the minimum wage increased, according to the proposition, a substantial number of people could lose their jobs as a result. That would be quite different than if the economy continued to grow as it has over the last few years.
Back at Fretboard Coffee, Ellman looks out over the garage and patio he transformed into a growing small business.
These people who I see all around town and some of these service jobs, like, the more money that everybody has in their pocket, the more they're going to go seek out other local businesses. So I feel like the better that people are paid, the better that and more supportive that they're going to be in their local economy and their local community.
On November 6th, it's up to voters to decide if they agree with Ellman by voting either yes or no on Proposition B. But if it passes, Ellman says he expects to see even more coffee drinkers at his shop. Catherine Palmer, KBIA News.